Concours ECRICOM 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 21. Starbucks to pay £20 million UK corporate tax. Starbucks has caved into public pressure and pledged to pay £10 million in UK corporate tax in each of the next 2 years, even if it makes a loss following calls to boycott the coffee chain over its immoral tax practices. The decision sets the Seattle-based chain on a potential collision course with investors as tax payments will come from its parent group. Its plan is yet to be accepted by the UK tax authorities, which were not consulted in advance, and it sends a troubling signal to other companies under attack over their UK taxes, including Amazon and Google. Chris Engskov, Managing Director of Starbucks in the UK, described the pledge as an unprecedented commitment. He insisted, however, that it would have no effect on its relationship with other countries. The pledge followed weeks of intense criticism of the company's tax arrangements by customers, the media, and MPs after it emerged it had paid just £8.6 million corporation tax in the 14 years it has been in the UK. Labour called on other companies to follow Starbucks' lead. Richard Harrington, a Tory MP, articulated widespread unease at the unilateral move. Treating tax as a charitable donation was not the solution, he said, and would set an unfortunate precedent. The system should be that companies can't avoid tax by devices such as cross-charging from country to country and transfer pricing, he said. It is nice for Starbucks to do this as a gesture, but the truth is that avoiding tax by these methods should be stopped. Amazon and Google declined to comment when asked if they would consider a similar move. Nell Minow of GMI Ratings, a government's research group, said there was a huge difference between Starbucks and the two online groups. Starbucks is physically present in a way Google and Amazon are not. That puts them in a more vulnerable position, she said. It's a branding issue. You sell coffee to people that don't really need it, so you can't afford to look bad. One US investor who owns Starbucks shares said other shareholders might see the payment as a cost, but noted it may be a rational economic decision over the long term if it heads off something more draconian in the future, or if there are questionable underlying practices. Mr. Engskov said Starbucks took the step after listening to customers, but declined to comment on how calls for a boycott had affected trade. The government's formal position is that corporation tax, while not a voluntary tax, is a private matter for individual companies as long as they stay within the law. Earlier this year, however, David Cameron criticised tax avoidance schemes used by celebrities. Mr. Engskov said the decisions were the right things to do, adding that doing the right thing did not only mean doing what was right by shareholders. He added that the company had been taken by surprise by the emotion of the issue about tax, having always organised its tax affairs according to the letter of the law.